Walking the Walk, here's Sam Clear.
Those of you who've read my book about the walk around the world for Christian unity would hopefully remember the dedication on the first page. It's to my mum. It reads, "For Mum, who stopped reading my weekly updates when the journey became too dangerous, resorting to asking family members, is he okay? Thank you for never calling me home despite the dangers." I'm still amazed that my mum had the ability to literally let go of my well-being. When someone close to us feels called to step out to serve Jesus, to carry his love into the world, are we Peter's or Simon of Cyrene's? When Jesus foretold of his death, Peter stepped up declaring, "No, Lord, this must not happen to you." Jesus' response was a swift, "Get behind me, Satan." Simon of Cyrene, on the other hand, was enlisted to help carry Jesus' cross. He may not have carried it too willingly, but he carried it. While walking the world, I had so many faith-filled people inform me that the next section I was about to walk was too dangerous and offer to drive me or pay for my bus ticket. Do you know that only once, did a faith-filled person inform me that the next section I was about to walk was too dangerous, but follow it up with, "Can I walk and pray with you and show you the safe way through?" In our churches, in our communities, in our families, do we attempt to dictate terms, or do we encourage the following of God's call on others' lives, even when we don't necessarily understand the calling, and participate in carrying the cross in that journey? I'm Sam Clear for Walking the Walk. For more on the walk around the world for unity, go to walkforone.com.